NewJeans singer Hani gives tearful testimony on workplace harassment, date modified 2024-10-15 T1131:01.895Z, description: The popular member of the chart-topping band spoke to South Korean lawmakers about her experiences. K-pop star gives tearful testimony on harassment, Getty Images. A member of the chart-topping K-pop group NewJeans has tearfully testified to South Korean lawmakers as part of an inquiry into workplace harassment. Hani, 20, alleged that entertainment agency HYBE had deliberately undermined her band, and accused senior managers of deliberately ignoring her. Following multiple incidents, she said, "I came to the realization that this wasn't just a feeling. I was honestly convinced that the company hated us." After hearing her testimony, the CEO of NewJeans record label, Ader, a subsidiary of HYBE, said she would listen more closely to her artists, adding, "I wonder if there was more I could have done." Ignore her, Hani, who is Vietnamese-Australian, was testifying to the Labor Committee of South Korea's National Assembly at a hearing about workplace harassment. She was called to give evidence last month, after NewJeans went public with allegations about their treatment following the dismissal of their mentor Min Hee-jin. Min, who co-founded Ader in 2021, has been a key figure in the band's success, but she was removed from her post in August, following accusations that she had planned to split from HYBE, taking NewJeans with her. Min repeatedly denied those. Then, in September, NewJeans took the unusual step of going public with their dissatisfaction at the situation. Posting on a burner YouTube account, they demanded Min's reinstatement and made claims of workplace harassment. In one incident, Hani said that when she greeted the members of another band at their record label offices, a manager had instructed them to ignore her. The singer said that when she reported the incident, her concerns had been brushed off, Getty Images. During her testimony, Hani went into further detail about the exchange. "We have a floor in our building where we do hair and makeup. And at that time, I was waiting in the hallway because my hair and makeup was done first. As she waited, three singers from another band and their manager walked past," Hani continued. "I said hello to all of them, and then they came back about 5 or 10 minutes later. On her way out, the manager made eye contact with me, turned to the rest of the group and said, 'Ignore her like you didn't see her.' I don't understand why she would say something like that in the work environment," she added. Speaking at the National Assembly in Seoul, Hani said this was not an isolated incident, and claimed that senior members of HYBE management had also given her the cold shoulder. "Since my debut in NewJeans, we ran into a person in a high-up position many times, but they never greeted me when I greeted them," she said. "I understood from living in Korea that I have to be polite to older people and that's part of the culture, but I think it's just disrespectful as a human being to not greet us, regardless of our professional status." She continued, "There was a certain vibe of disrespect that I felt within the company." Reuters, Hani said she had not informed the band's management or her record label before agreeing to testify. Hani further alleged that she had seen employees bad-mouthing NewJeans on Blind, an app for internal communications similar to Teams or Slack. She also said HYBE's PR department had contacted a journalist, asking him to downplay NewJeans' achievements in an article about their record sales. HYBE has previously denied those accusations, saying they had been attempting to correct a factual error. However, Hani said the incident reinforced her feeling that the company hated us. Kim Joo-young, who is the current CEO of Ader, was also called to testify at the hearing. She said she believed Hani's story of being shunned by another band's manager, but had been unable to find supporting evidence. CCTV footage of the incident had expired before she had the chance to request it, she told the committee. "I believe I did everything I could, but seeing that Hani felt this way and that the situation escalated to this point, I wonder if there was more I could have done," she added. Kim also said she would cooperate with an investigation into the incident by South Korea's Ministry of Labor. Uncertainty for K-pop band after failed ultimatum, K-pop star to testify on music industry bullying. The story has gripped South Korean media and fans of K-pop, where NewJeans have emerged as one of the genre's brightest new bands. With slick pop songs like Super Shy, OMG and Supernatural, they were the 8th biggest selling act in the world last year, and were nominated for Best Group at this year's MTV Awards. Formed by Aether in 2022, its 5 members, Minji, Hani, Danielle, Harine, and Hyein, range in age from 16 to 20. Despite the behind-the-scenes drama, they have continued to release and perform music. That's partly because they are committed to a 7-year contract, which runs out in 2029. The K-pop news site Koreaboo estimated that the members would have to pay about 300 billion South Korean won, about 170 million pounds, to terminate the contract early. Hani concluded Tuesday's session by expressing her frustration at how the internal dispute had overshadowed her band's career. "A lot of people have been worried about us," she said, wiping away tears. "Some fans apologized for making us go through this, but I am grateful to Korea for allowing me to do what I love. The ones who should be apologizing are avoiding responsibility, and that frustrates me." K-pop music.